Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor has Boudreau trapped. There's the throw to Desautels and back to Tabor, who tags Boudreau for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball towards center field. Kramer makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Kramer. Campbell moves to second. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Weatherly scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Hale steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Finney. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Milner now playing left field. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Kramer scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Joe Dobson now pitching. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bagby scores. Finney moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney tags and scores. One out. It's 8-7, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Hale trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.